standing in the middle of the room with a phone in one hand and his car keys in the other hand, saying, "I don't know what to do." And I thought it was a major life crisis. It turned out he was just trying to decide where to go for lunch, but it caused him to be able to just sort of stop like a computer that's broken down. The strange thing is that we live in a world full of choices. We can choose what to watch, what to listen to, what to wear, what to post, what to buy. Yet having lots of choices doesn't always make decisions easier. Sometimes it actually makes them harder. One of the biggest questions facing any young person is not, what am I going to do this afternoon, but who am I becoming? Who am I going to become? Today is not a kind of Catholic graduation ceremony. It's not God saying, "Well done, you've completed the course." It's much more exciting than that. Today God is saying to each one of you, "I have a mission for you." In the Gospel, we heard Jesus sending out his disciples. Notice that he doesn't send them out because they are perfect. He doesn't wait until they know everything. He doesn't say, "Come back when you've got life completely sorted out and then I'll send you." If he had waited for that, well, we'd still be waiting. Christianity would never have got off the ground. Instead, he sends ordinary people, people with doubts and weaknesses and fears and questions. In fact, people very much like us. The first reading tells us about Saint Barnabas, whose feast day it is today. Barnabas is one of the great unsung heroes of the church. Most people know about Saint Peter and about Saint Paul. Far fewer know about Saint Barnabas. His name means son of encouragement, which I think is such a great title. Every family needs a Barnabas. Every school needs a Barnabas. Every parish needs a Barnabas. Someone who notices the good in others. Someone who lifts people up instead of knocking them back. Someone who helps others to become the person God created them to be. If you think about it, most of us are here today because at some point there was a Barnabas in our lives. Perhaps it was a parent who encouraged us, or a grandparent who prayed for us, or a teacher who believed in us, a friend who stood by us, a catechist or a sponsor who helped us to grow in our faith life. One of the reasons that Christianity spread so quickly across the world is because Barnabas and people like him believed that God could do great things through ordinary people. The Holy Spirit still works like that. The Holy Spirit is God's way of seeing in you more than you can currently see in yourself. Some of you may be thinking today, "Well, I'm not particularly holy." Well, that's good that you're thinking that. That's an excellent starting point. Some of you may be looking around the church thinking, "I hope the bishop keeps this short." I can see a few nervous parents thinking or hoping the same thing. Don't worry. The Holy Spirit is powerful, but even he knows there are limits. Some of you may be thinking, "I don't always get prayer. Neither did many of the saints." Some of you may be thinking, "I have lots of questions about this faith." So did the apostles. The church was built by people who were still learning, still growing, and sometimes getting things wrong. The Holy Spirit does not give up on them, and is not about to give up on you. the psalm that we heard sung so beautifully this evening gives us that beautiful image. Send forth your spirit, O Lord, and renew the face of the earth. You only have to watch the news once to realize that the face of this earth needs renewal. But think about that for a moment. How does God renew the earth? God is God. So he could choose to renew the earth any way he wants to. He could do it really dramatically. He could write messages in the sky for us. He could make mountains move. But most of the time, he chooses something much more surprising. He chooses people. He chooses people like St. Barnabas. He chooses people like the apostles, like the saints. And today, he chooses people like you. The Holy Spirit comes upon you not simply for your own sake, but for the sake of others. Wisdom, understanding, right judgment, courage, knowledge, reverence, and wonder before God. Those are the gifts that are meant to be used in our lives. Perhaps the gift of courage will help you to stand up for someone who's being excluded. Perhaps the gift of wisdom will help you to make a good decision when everyone else is making a bad decision. And believe me, there will be moments in your life when it seems that everyone else is making a bad choice. Usually it begins with someone saying, "I've got a brilliant idea." Those words have started more disasters than almost any sentence in human history. Perhaps the gift of understanding will help you to show kindness when somebody is struggling. Maybe the gift of reverence will help you to discover that God is much closer than you first realized. The world really needs young people who know who they are, not because TikTok tells them who they are, not because Instagram tells them, not even because their friends tell them, but because God tells them who they are. Your generation lives in a world where someone is always trying to get your attention. Advertisers want your money. Influencers want your clicks. Algorithms want you to spend time. Everyone seems to have an opinion about who you should be. Well, the Holy Spirit speaks differently. The Holy Spirit doesn't shout. The Holy Spirit whispers, "You are loved. You matter. Your life matters. You were created for a purpose. You have something unique to offer." That's a voice worth listening to. In a few moments, I will place the sacred chrism on your forehead and say, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit." A seal in the ancient world showed ownership, an identity. It was a way of saying, "This belongs." If you were the person who owned the seal, you sealed something to say, "This belongs to me." Well, God places his seal upon you because you belong to him. Many years from now, who knows, many hours from now, you may not remember every word spoken at this Mass. To be honest, I struggle to remember some of my own homilies. In fact, if I stopped some of you at the church door afterwards and asked you what I preached about, there's a fair chance the answer will be, "Well, it was something about the Holy Spirit and about lunch and some car keys." That's perfectly normal, but I do hope you remember this. God knows your name. God knows you better than anyone else does, and he still calls you, he still trusts you, and he loves you. He has entrusted you with gifts that nobody else can give in exactly the same way, and the Holy Spirit who comes to you today will never abandon you. The Holy Spirit is the same Spirit who guided St. Barnabas, who inspired the prophets, who strengthened the martyrs, who comforted the saints. And don't forget the saint whose name you have chosen for this evening. They're not simply historical figures from a textbook. They are friends in heaven who have walked the road before you and who will pray for you, and long after today is over, will continue to pray and support you. The same Holy Spirit who has renewed the church over 20 centuries is being given to you. It's quite an extraordinary thing. So walk confidently into the future. The church needs you. The world needs your witness. And the people whose lives you touch in ways that you cannot yet imagine, they need you too. And God is only getting started with us.